Blog Talk Radio.
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is your host, hallelujah, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with the co-host, none other than Pastor Willie May Peaches Byrd. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you that tuned in today. Hallelujah. And this is a special day. I guess y'all know that, don't you? Yes, this is a special day. This is the first day of the rest of your life. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What are you going to do with the life you have left? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're going to praise God right now. We're going to magnify his name today. I tell you, y'all are just awesome people. We thank y'all for the love gifts. We thank y'all for the prayers and just the words of encouragement. And we bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you in Jesus' name. We honor, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. We just thank you so much for the kind word. And we thank God for a large percentage of you have taken our lead and you have started calling people up on the phone and telling them that God loves them and you love them too. And see, that's an important thing. So we just praise God for you for listening to the word, not just hearing, but being a doer of the word as well. So God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Before we go on any further, we're going to get our housekeeping suggestions. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to do our housekeeping suggestions right now. Hallelujah.
Get your Bibles, put your phone on loudspeaker so everybody can hear. Hallelujah. Get your composition notebooks and your pencils and papers so you can take notes, so you can refer back to them. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements, cracker, toast, juice, water, whatever you're going to use for communion, so you'll be ready when the pastor has communion. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we thank you, Pastor Peaches, and we just thank God for all of you who tuned in. And the children, we know that last week we started a new feature. Hallelujah. On Sundays, we have the Pastor's Corner to start us off. But on Wednesdays, we have the Children's Corner. So if you have little children, I mean, they can be two to 22. It don't matter. I don't care. Hallelujah. God doesn't care. Whatever. He says, suffer the little children to come up to me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. Get them around the phone or the computer or however you're receiving us today, no matter where you are in the world, because we have something for the children today. And it's going to bless their souls. It's going to bless their life. It's going to bless, glory to God. It's going to bless your life. It's going to bless your family's life. It's going to bless the community's life, wherever you are. So we thank God for all of you, hallelujah, who tuned in right now. God bless you real good. And, you know, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are sponsored. This service is sponsored by, hallelujah, Legal Shield. Yes. Hallelujah. You want to know more about Legal Shield, go to WBYRD. That's W-B-Y-R-D dot wearelegalshield.com. Again, that's all lowercase, no spaces. WBYRD, that's B-Y-R-D, dot wearelegalshield.com. Put that in the website
address bar.
Yes, don't put it in the search bar. Put it in the web address bar, and you'll get it right there. Go right to it, and it'll tell you what we're doing, what Legal Shield is doing, how it can help you, help your family. They've only been around for almost 50 years, so they're not a fly-by-night organization. They are international. They're in the UK, they're in Canada, they're in all over the United States. So we thank God for them, for being a blessing to our lives and a blessing to many lives of those who have joined. So we thank God for that. And we also want to send a shout out to Bianca. How you doing, Bianca? Hallelujah. She's the proprietor of Supreme Discounters, located at 5900 Reisterstown Road. That's what I said. 5900 even. Reisterstown Road. You go over there and get what she got to offer. I tell you, she has some sales on there. I mean, the 20 to 70% below the real cost of items. She's a very wise person, and she has gotten her contacts have allowed her to sell brand new stuff 50 to 70% off the retail value. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. We thank God for her, the wisdom of God for her to even put that together. So God bless Supreme Discounters, 5900 Reisterstown Road. And again, that website, some of you were trying to get, you just got your pen and your paper or whatever. The website for Legal Shield is W Byrd. That's WBYRD dot WeAreLegalShield.com. Again, that's W Byrd. That's WBYRD dot WeAreLegalShield.com. No spaces. Hallelujah. No spaces. All lowercase. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. How are you doing today?
Much, much better. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing super fantastic, expialidocious. You know what time it is?
Oh, communion time already?
No, it's another time. It's time for, hallelujah, the Children's Corner. Did you know that? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven. In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of fresh water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wasn't that fantastic?
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. I love it when children praise God.
Mm. Amen.
You know, when I was a little child, I was about 4 years. I still remember this. And they were having a Christmas program. You know how you're in church and you have a Christmas program, you have an Easter program, you have a Children's Day program, and someone would come up and give the welcome. And I don't know why. Pastor Peters, you're going to have to pray for me. Because I don't know why I still remember this thing. I was about 4 years old, maybe a little younger. And they had me do the welcome. And I still remember this. I'm going to share this right now. Is that all? Can I do that, Pastor Peters?
Yes, say it.
Okay. Now, remember this. Now, you got see me not as an adult, but see me as a four-year-old child. And I'm standing before an entire church. The church, I guess, sees about, what, about 200, 300, 400 people, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm glad you're here today. I have a little program. We have a little program of song and rhyme and play. So settle back and listen. We hope we will convey the joys and many happy thoughts for you to take away. We want you to remember this happy Christmas day. And that was a four-year-old child saying that. Now, it's nothing for a 75-year-old man saying something like that, or a 25-year-old man, or a 20. But for a four-year-old to do that, that was awesome.
Amen. That's a lot for a child to remember.
Yes. And so we thank God for these children now who also can say the 23rd Psalms, and they're 5 years old. Some of them have, look. Some of them haven't even gone to school yet, started school yet, and they're quoting scripture. That's awesome. He said, oh, I wish my children can do that. Well, it's still not too late. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give them a sense of it and tell them to learn the scripture. Learn it. One of the greatest scriptures to ever learn is the 23rd Psalm. So you get them to learn that. Or you go and find a book, a Christian poetry for children. And you have them learn a poem, a Christian poem. But that's, you train up a child in the way they should go. I think was that, is that, I know that's Proverbs. I think it's somewhere around 15:22, I think. Hallelujah. And when they get old, they will not depart from it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for that. Now, Pastor Peaches, some time ago, I don't know, it's been about a year. Has it been about a year or so that we stumbled upon the Pillars of Wisdom? What did you say?
It's been more than a year.
It's been more than a year. Well, we broke down the 7 Pillars of Wisdom for children to remember. And I remember there was a situation at a job where there was a child that was misbehaving, and I think you asked them to learn the 7 Pillars of Wisdom, and they would be blessed financially if they learned it. And the father of that child, I think he said, "Oh, this is good. I need to learn." What did he say?
He needed to learn that himself.
Oh, and he said, "I think did he say he put it up on the mirror in the bathroom or something?"
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my goodness. So right now, for you children out there, I want you to hear this. Now, I also want to share this with you because I'm marinating and sauteing and meditating on a contest for children to learn the scripture. To learn the 7 Pillars of Wisdom. And somehow we're going to, when they learn it, or somebody learns it, that the winner of this contest, they're going to be remunerated financially, because sometimes it's good to give a child an incentive, you know, and giving them a happy meal may not do. I'm telling them they can stay up an extra hour may not do, but I'm gonna share this with you. The Lord dropped in my spirit. I believe it was the Lord dropped in my spirit. It could have been me. I don't. But right now, you know, because God is a giver, so He dropped $250 to the winner of this contest. So we're gonna marinate and saute how to deal with this, and we're gonna bring this back because we want kids to know this stuff. So you say, well, what is it? The seven pillars of wisdom, Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
Can you share the seven pillars of wisdom to the radio audience right now, if you will?
Kings in training. The seven pillars of wisdom. One, I will love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind, and my neighbor as myself. I will treat others as I would like to be treated. St. Luke 10:27, Mark 12:30-31, Matthew 7:12. I will honor my father and mother and respect and protect all womanhood. Exodus 20:12, 1 Timothy 5:8. I will have a coachable, teachable spirit. I will not be a know-it-all. Ephesians 4:11-12. Proverbs 15:22. Excuse me. I will have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Hebrews 11:1-6. I will have a willingness to work, go the extra mile, and be unselfish. Matthew 5:41. 1 Timothy 5:8. I will be honest. I will not take anything that does not belong to me or say anything that is not true. Exodus 20, verses 15, 16. Romans 13:9. I will honor my word. I will not make any promises that I cannot keep, and I will not be afraid to say no respectfully. Ecclesiastes 5:5.
Is that it?
That's the seven
pillars of wisdom. That's awesome. Do you understand that if a child learns this at a young age, it will become part of their system.
Mm-hmm.
The little children, if you can get this in you, I mean, it's going to bless you enormously. Pastor Peaches, can you read it again? Because I think we need to, I know that some folks were trying to write it down. We're going to make it a way where you can get a copy of this if you'd
Amen.
Like. But go ahead, read it again.
The seven pillars of wisdom. I will love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind, and my neighbor as myself. I will treat others as I would like to be treated. St. Luke 10:27, Mark 12:30-31, Matthew 7:12. Number two, I will honor my father and mother and respect and protect all womanhood. Exodus 20, verse 12. 1 Timothy 5:8. Number three, I will have a coachable, teachable spirit. I will not be a know-it-all. Ephesians 4:11-12. Proverbs 15:22. Number four, I will have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Hebrews 11:1-6. Number five, I will have a willingness to work, go the extra mile, and be unselfish. Matthew 5:41. 1 Timothy 5:8. Number six, I will be honest. I will not take anything that does not belong to me or say anything that is not true. Exodus 20, verses 15 and 16. Romans 13, verse 9. Number 7. I will honor my word. I will not make any promises that I cannot keep. And I will not be afraid to say no respectfully. Ecclesiastes 5, 5.
Praise God. That was awesome. Now, if you'd like a copy of the seven pillars of wisdom, what I need you to do is send a note, drop us a note, and send it to RYMM, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Again, that's R as in Ralph, Y as in year, M as in Murray, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Also like for you to send a stamp self-addressed envelope with that, and we'll send, we'll rush that right back to you, a copy of the Seven Pillars of Wisdom.
Amen.
And this is not just for guys. I know it's a kings in training, but it's also queens in training too. So kings and queens in training, because we're kings and queens. We are royal priesthood, a holy nation.
Yes.
So this is for little girls too, as well as little boys. Hallelujah. And the grand prize is going to be $250 cash money. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah. I don't know if we're going to put that on a Visa debit card or something like that.
No, no. Is there a date? We have to have the communication in by a certain date?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. We're going to do this. Let's see, what is it? This is end of May.
May is the 26th.
This is the 26th. Okay, so before July 1st, all of the requests must be in by July 1st. Before July 1st, in other words, June 30th. Got to be received by June 30th, because we want to have time to get it back to you. And I think we'll do this contest, the date for the actual contest to start is going to be sometime in July. But we want to make sure you get this so that your bundle of joy, hallelujah, your little man or little woman will be able to take time to learn. And here's the clincher. This is going to blow your mind. This contest will be open for children from age of 4 through 20. Hallelujah. Is that all right? From 4 to 20. Say, well, them older folk might get it. You know, I don't know. Well, you know, I'm just thinking about the age of majority, you know, 21. So I'm thinking 4 to 20. You can enter this and get and receive $250 for the winner of this contest. We're going to get the details to you, but the most important thing is that you get a copy of the Pillars of Wisdom. I thank God. You notice that we gave scriptures. Why do we give scriptures? Because you want to know the address, you know, where this is in the Word of God, because we stand on the Word of God. Is that right, Pastor Peters?
Amen.
Amen. We stand on the Word of God. Well, God bless you. This is the Children's Corner. That's right. Every Wednesday, it's the Children's Corner. On Sundays, it's the Pastor's Corner. So God bless you real good. And right now, we are getting ready to transition into the rest of the service. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, lift your hands and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Oh, we bless your name. Oh, we honor you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, O God. Oh, we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. You tuned into the service of the Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Potter's House. Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. This is our Wednesday International Victory Service, and we're having a time in the Lord. We just finished our children's quarter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for them, hallelujah, at this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have Pastor Peaches, if you would, come and lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. God bless
you. God, we thank you for this is the day you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for calling us as little children. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing our hearts to be like a little child, Father God, receiving you and accepting your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless the word of God that's going to go off forth tonight from the pastor. We thank you, Lord Father God, it will be sold on good ground, bringing forth 30, 60, 100, even a thousandfold return. Lord, we ask you to bless the hearers. Lord God, allow the word of God to explode, Lord God, down in their spirits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bringing forth fruit. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the children. Every child, Lord God, from the youngest to the oldest. In the name of Jesus, allow the word of God to just find its way in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Break down the word of God, Lord. Hallelujah. Through the pastor so that the youngest can hear it and understand it. We praise you, Father God. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just give this time to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. if you would do the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures. We,
hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God, Pastor. We thank God for opportunities for the little children to hear the word.
Yeah.
I thank God for the parents that are calling the children into the room to, because they know that they can't do it all. And they know that it takes a village.
Yeah.
It takes a village. And it takes all of us to pour into that child's heart. It takes all of us. Just like in days of old, when it took off, when the teacher, it wasn't the only one in our life. First, we were at home with the parents. Then, we were in school. No, we had to walk through the neighborhood. Then, we were in school. And then, we got there with the teacher. The teacher was able to say and speak to us. And then, and if you did something wrong, your parents, they called home. Mama got you. When daddy got home, daddy got you. Hi, it wasn't, no, I'm going to call 911 on you and this, this, and that. We thank God for everybody that's in our children's life that is able to pour into our children's lives. Hallelujah. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word.
Hallelujah.
Our Old Testament scripture reading is Jeremiah 18:1-6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are we like clay in the Father's hand? Hallelujah, think about it. Are we like clay? Can the Father do whatever he wants to do with us? Hallelujah. Our New Testament scripture reading is Romans. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Romans 12:1-2. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of the word, and may God bless the hearers, that they are not hearers only, but also doers of the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peters, hallelujah. Thank you so much. What time is it?
Come here, you Tom.
Glory to God. I
wanted to say something else.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
You need to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter.
Jesus, yes, you.
Verses 23 to 30.
Yes, you are the way.
Now, while you're learning that, doing that, I'd like to just drop out a nugget to you. God dropped in my spirit the things that are going on in our country that are negative.
Yes.
And he said, well, we have to do something about that. And we have to make sure that the people of God are praying and fasting and thinking about the goodness of the Lord. And God reminded me of the men of old in Bible times. They would carry a rod and a staff. And the rod is for protection, but what was the staff for? The staff was actually a memorial to the victories, the good things that Christ, that God had done in their lives. On the staff was imprinted about the Red Sea, about being fed from heaven, about water coming out of the rock. And God said, look here, we need to get a people that will do that too, have a staff. Well, we don't carry staffs, you know, but we can have a victory journal. And in this journal, I submit to you that it should be a composition notebook so the leaves won't fall out. But begin to recount the victories in your life, not the bad and the ugly, but the victories that God has wrought in your life. And I started to think about my victory and I asked my wife to find me, because God dropped that in my spirit, and I said, well, look here, I need a composition notebook. And she told me where there could be one, and look, I'm going to try to write it down. I don't know if anybody could read it after I finish writing it, but that's okay. I'm going to have a victory journal, not a journal of the good, bad, and the ugly. I'm not talking about, what do they call that? There's another word they call that. They call that people recounting all the good, bad, and the ugly in their life. I'm talking about a victory journal.
Amen.
That you're writing down the victories that God has wrought in your life. Like the first one on my page would be when I was lost.
Glory to God.
At 3 years old, wandering around in Baltimore, at a Holland's Market, lost, couldn't find Mama. Hallelujah. And I was saved by a policeman who took me to the station and waited there until Mama showed up. I that would be in my book. Also would be in my book is a time that a policeman in West, I was getting ready to step into the street, to go across the street. And unbeknownst to me, or I wasn't paying attention, a bus was barreling up that hill from Cherry Hill and was getting ready to turn the corner. If I had stepped out in the road, I would have been a pancake. The policeman pulled me back. That's another victory moment. I remember when I was coming down a hill going towards a light. It was green. There were cars in front of me. They went. They had the right of way as well, and they were going through the light. But something told me to slow down. And, you know, it's like, you see, slow down. I slowed down, and a car coming perpendicular, did not even slow up at the red light. They had the red light. Did not even put on any brakes, just ran through the red light. Had I been traveling at the same speed, they would hit me broadside.
Mm-mm.
And I might not been here today. I might not be the father of 8 children, 17 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I remember the time when I was a knucklehead in a backslidden situation, and I got angry at somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. I lost control, and broke down that door and went in and saw him at the table and hit him, knocked him out the chair. Unbeknownst to me until after all this happened, on the table was a gun. That was a victory. God saved my life. There's so many instances in your life where you got the victory. You were facing a gas electric cutoff, and you received, you needed $500, and everybody that you done turned to didn't have any money. And then you received a letter in the mail, and it looked like, junk mail. That's why I tell my wife, open up all the junk mail. Okay. There was a check for $500 from an insurance company that I never heard before. And it seems that several years earlier, I'd been in an accident. It wasn't my fault, and I told them I was not hurt. And they were clearing the books, and they sent me $500, what I needed for that gas electric bill. Another victory. You understand? There are so many times in your life where God has brought you through, has glory to God, has let his mercy and his grace cover you. The Bible says goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Glory to God. And we forget that. And you know what we do? We marinate and saute the negative. God said, look here, get a victory journal and begin to record every victory in your life that you and God did, because you and God the majority.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Y'all feel me?
Thank you.
Do it. Because then when you feel a little low, when you feel depressed, when the devil is trying to put some doubt in you, you tell the devil, I doubt your doubt, and you pull out your victory journal, and you start reading, glory to God, from page to page, from glory to glory, and I'm going to tell you, all that doubt and all that depression, hallelujah, you start looking at your feet, start having your nose in the air, because you know who you are and whose you are, glory to God, my yadabushakarada. Just a little nugget.
Hallelujah.
Y'all receive that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Take that nugget and do something with
Hallelujah.
It. A victory journal. Not a journal of all the good, bad, and ugly, but a journal of the good.
Yes.
We need to marinate the good. We need to think about the good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, and all that he's done for me, my soul cry hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. And glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, that's right. It's what time is it now, Pastor Peaches?
Communion time.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we bless God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Father God, we do thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And your words say, Lord, hallelujah, to examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves right now. We comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now the word of the Lord says, again, examine yourselves. Because he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Gershom Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves. Hallelujah. Healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Now, Father God, I love, hallelujah, we love your covenant names. Hallelujah. Because Proverbs 18, I think, 10 says, what else should carry there? Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. So, Father God, we ask, hallelujah. In fact, we repent, hallelujah, of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of an omission and commission, please forgive us as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are written now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word is going to do what it's set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your word today. There's one thing you put above your word, above yourself, and that's your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 138, verse 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God for our healing. Your word says in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Right now, hallelujah, even for that one and that one, hallelujah, for Ricky Hernandez, hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it Hernandez or Fernandez?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ricky, hallelujah. We'll get your name right.
Thank you.
Gloria, hallelujah. Janice, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Yvette, hallelujah. Yvonne, hallelujah. Glory to God. Angie, hallelujah. Thank you for healing right now. Mother, the Lord's hearts. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice. Sheila, we thank you, Lord, for healing right now.
Yes.
Sheila from Jessup, yes, right now in the name of Jesus. Willie Mae Patterson, we thank you, Lord, for healing right now.
Thank
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yada Bokoria, she Shada Bokoria, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, your words say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100. Your word says, hallelujah, glory to God, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for being your child today. We thank you, Lord, for a healing bread today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood, hallelujah. This is my new promises. This is my new inheritance I'm giving you, hallelujah. And I mean it so much, I wrote it in my blood, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's drink to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus 12, verses 13 and verse 23. God, you said that when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Egypt is the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God sees the blood, he will pass over your house. And your house, and your house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, the power of Elijah the Tishbite, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we cancel every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And right now, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We undo, untie, sever, cut, break, decimate, annihilate, eradicate, discombobulate, nullify, bring to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroy every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Family daily confession. Now we speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for healings right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for deliverance right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Manifesting your
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God, for manifesting your word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
For the tangible manifestation of your love. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save people with your Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask that you give them, hallelujah, meet everyone at the point of their need and then give them super abundantly above. Oh God, give them, oh God. Hallelujah. 30, 60, 100-fold, 1,000 fold, hallelujah, increase of blessing on the seed sown today, oh God. And Father God, hallelujah, we thank you for the authority, oh God. Satan, you're bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, we cancel you out. Hallelujah, you're under our feet. We say, get them behind us, Satan. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, you will not steal a word that shall come forth today. Hallelujah, it shall fall on good ground. And Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches,
hallelujah.
I need you to read the scriptures that we're going to need to share
hallelujah.
Today. Hallelujah. Read those scriptures, if you would, my dear.
Yes. John 14, verses 16 through 18. John 16, verse 13. John 4, verse 24. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Romans 8, verse 11. Philippians 2, verse 5. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. Ephesians 4, verse 29-30.
Hallelujah.
Luke 10:19. That's all on, baby.
All right. Now on that scripture in Ephesians 4, we're gonna do 22 through 30. Hallelujah. But praise God.
You said 22 through 30? Or
yes, yes.
22.
Through 30, okay.
Through 30, okay.
All right, praise All right. God. Bless the Lord. For a few minutes, I need to share with you on the subject, the power of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You must understand that Jesus gave us a comforter, so that we can have authority and power. But the only thing that will stop us from having that power and that authority is not being sensitive to the Spirit. Because when we are sensitive to the Spirit, we will then be able to tap into all that the Spirit brings, all that the Spirit allows us to accomplish in this dispensation. Some of you, and I have to include myself, in days gone by, years gone by, I thought it was just downright good religion to go to church and on Sunday and Wednesday or whatever, and hear the preacher read the scripture. Or Wednesday, hear the preacher read the scripture, or Tuesday or Friday or whatever day it was. And I didn't open my book, my Bible, until I got to church. Thus, now some of y'all want God's best. Oh, y'all want, oh, I hear you. Excuse me. Some of you stay up all night and y'all be praying, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. You said you give this to me. You said you do this and that and the other. I'm waiting for you to do that, Lord. But then you don't open up his word. You don't even pray enough. Some of you don't even pray in a day. You might go 2-3 days without prayer. Some of you fight a battle of fasting. And some of you say, well, why fast? And some of you say, well, I'll just turn down a plate, and that's my fasting. So far from the truth of what fasting does and is. And then you wonder why you miss it. You wonder why the blessings don't come. You wonder why I asked God for such and such, and he did, not only did he not give me what I asked for, he say nothing. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you are a parent, and your child, only time your child comes to you is when they want something. They don't even say, hello, how you doing? How's your day, Lord? Yeah. How's your day, Mom? How's your day, Daddy? How you feeling? Don't say anything. Don't have no conversation with, only gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Emmy. You would have a little problem with trying to do for that child. Is that right? What's that first scripture?
Mm-hmm. John 14:16-18.
What does it say?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all need to understand this. It's on us. Jesus said it is finished. It's on us to not just hear James 1:22. And 25 says, don't be, just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 28:1-2 says, look here, if you hearken, the word hearken has a double-edged meaning. It doesn't just mean hear, it means hear and do. That's hearken. And see, some of you folks keep forgetting the scripture in Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently, intentionally, deliberately, meticulously seek him. You want, you seeking God because you want, you up there, gimme, my name is Emmy. Or gimme, my name is Jimmy. Or gimme, my name is Timmy. You need to seek God for his name's sake.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture in Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else is going to be added unto you.
Amen.
But you done skipped over seeking God and his kingdom, and you're seeking what he can do for you. If the only reason why you, my friend, is what I can do for you.
Amen.
I don't mean no harm. I'll continue to pray for you. But it ain't about that. If your only us. Glory to God. Respecting me because of what I can do for you. You're missing the point. If you only do for folk if they can do for you, you're missing God's word. He said in Matthew 25, hallelujah, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least, you've done it unto me. And so the least is somebody that can't do a darn thing for you. That homeless guy sitting outside that store can't do a thing for you. But maybe pray, I don't know. But blessing him. Instead of you blessing him, you up there judging him. He looked like he in good shape. He go out and get a job. I ain't giving a penny. I ain't wasting my money. And that's sad. Because you don't know that homeless person is hit with cancer in his liver, his spleen, his stomach, and his intestinal tract. And he just wants some food to eat. He just wants somebody to give him some money so he can just get a water or get something. You said, well, he might buy a bit. Yeah, and the sky might fall tomorrow too. Your rent. Might will not feed him. Might will not, glory to God. Might will not put gasoline in your car.
Amen.
You got to be a doer of the word.
Amen.
When you give to the poor, you what?
Lend it to the Lord.
And God will repay you. What does that scripture say? Because I'm getting off. But there's power in being sensitive to the Spirit.
Amen.
Go ahead.
St. John 14:16-18.
What does it say?
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Go ahead.
I will not leave you comfortless.
Hallelujah.
Come to you.
Glory to God. You need to understand that you got the Spirit of the Lord in you. You got the Holy Spirit of God. He done promised you. He gave you truth. And so you got to tap in on that truth. See, the truth is going to set you free. You in bondage. You're locked up, all shackled up and all kinds of stuff. Because you have not been sensitive to the truth, which is in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. See, you don't understand. Look here. God, the heart of God is the Father, glory to God, hallelujah. The face of God is the Son, but the voice of God is the Holy Spirit. You got to tune in to the Holy Spirit. You want to have a successful life. You want to make it, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. You want to make it in this dispensation. I know the good, bad, and ugly goes around, comes again, good, bad, and ugly, but you got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Because he gave it to you for that. Hallelujah. And see, I know if you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knows that too, if you pray a little bit more, if you fast a little bit more, hallelujah, glory to God, if you give a little bit more. But some of you, your conversation about giving, giving, giving is more than I'm giving, giving, giving. Your giving ought to be more than your receiving in a way. In other words, you're asking, because let me just clarify this. You asking God for a whole lot of stuff should not eclipse you giving to folk. You know, instead of you calling and talking, spending 2 hours on the phone, and you gossiping about what he said, she said, and see, if you're not dealing with the solution, you're dealing with the problem, and you're part of the problem. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, and you need to get off that phone. You need to start giving out words of encouragement, leading people to Christ. How many times have you walked somebody to the Roman road? But anyway, Go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. The next scripture is John 16:13.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak.
Mm.
And he will show you things to come.
See, you, when you're sensitive to the Spirit, and the Spirit will show you not just what's coming on, what's happening now, but what's coming down the road, you can, what was that statement about being proactive is better than reactive? Have you heard that before, Pastor Peaches?
It's the truth.
In other words, proactive means, look, you in the Word of God, because it's a lamp unto your feet. It shows where you are, and then it's a light unto your path, because it shows you what's coming down the road, or what's down the road. And that's why I slowed up, because the Spirit of the living God told me, slow down. It was a still, small voice, and it saved my life.
Mm.
Some of you need their lives saved, but you got to be sensitive to the Spirit.
Yes.
You're more sensitive to that conversation about what's happening on your job and who did this and who didn't do this and who laid this one out and who did this and who was caught in the no-name motel with the deacon's wife and all that kind of stuff. Listen, Jesus, you ain't got time for mess and garbage unless you're the garbage man or the garbage woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead, read another scripture, please.
John 4:24.
Read.
It says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
You got to get in the Spirit, not in the flesh, to really receive of the Spirit. You got to be sensitive to the Spirit. You got to understand it. Let me just share something with you. Many years ago, when I say many, I'm talking about a whole lot of years ago. There was a guy, he was Greek. His name was Aristotle. He said there were five senses, you know, the power of speech, speaking, seeing, hearing, taste, and touch.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has accepted that, put on him, vanitum, whatever. Bottom line, there's six senses. The sixth sense. Let me. Those five senses are natural. There is a sixth sense.
Amen.
That sixth sense is spiritual. There's a power in that sixth sense.
Hallelujah.
And it's spiritual. Mm. If you go to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, you don't have to go there, Pastor Peaches. But I think it starts at the 4th verse. And it keeps going. It talks about the gifts of the Spirit. See how the Spirit gives you gifts. And this one gift that you know you're going to get. The gifts of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, and they're divided in three categories each. Three categories, each of three. Okay, you got the revelation gifts. Hallelujah. That's the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits. And then you got the inspiration gifts. That's hallelujah. Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Those gifts they inspire you. You know, hallelujah. The revelation gifts reveal something. But then there's three other gifts. They call the power gifts. And you know what the first power gift is? Faith.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Working of miracles and gifts of healings. Faith is a power gift. Mm. How do you get that faith? God gives it to you, Jesus. But in the Spirit, that faith. Now, he gives everybody a measure of faith. And, you know, you all got a measure of faith. What that faith is, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, hopefully, unless the rapture, you know, or whatever. The truck's going to come up, you know, you'll walk out to the car and you stick the key in the niche and the car's going to start. You got a little faith. You got faith that you eat that food you bought from the store and it ain't poison, you know. glory to God. Have faith that when the light turns red and the sign says walk, you can walk safely on to the other side of the street. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a little mishap through all of that, but bottom line, you have a measure of faith. But there's another faith that has power in it. Glory to God. Now, the Bible said, without this faith, it's impossible to please God. And that faith, that's the power faith. So, you know, how can you see that power faith? You see it in Matthew 21:22. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 9:23 and Mark 11:24. You see that power faith, because power faith is the same thing as, glory to God. I know I'm talking fast. Let me slow up. Hallelujah. Power faith is in Hebrews 11:1. It's now faith. Now faith equals believe. In other words, trust what God said. But how can you have that power faith if you don't read his word? How can you have the power faith if you can't, hallelujah, turn down a plate every now and then, if you can't fast every now and then? How can you, glory to God, what do you say, Kate, today? How can you have the power of faith if you don't praise him? Hallelujah, glory to God. If you don't thank him for what he's already done, how can you have power of faith if you're speaking more about what you see than about what God said you can have? Can I get a witness in this? Can I get an amen? If I can't get an amen, can I buy one? Can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah. Somebody over there say amen. Hallelujah. Minister Linda, hallelujah, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scooter, hallelujah. Donya and Tiffany, say amen. Hallelujah. Ronald and Angie and Yvette, hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Her, say amen. Hallelujah. George Dukes, Tavon, hallelujah. Maurice, say amen. Glory to Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie, little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, hallelujah. Victor, hallelujah. Julius and Joshua, and hallelujah. Mitchell, little Mitchell, big Mitchell, middle-sized Mitchell, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Sister Jess. Hallelujah, say amen, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. You can't have power faith if you don't pray. You can't have power faith if you don't worship God. You can't have power faith if you say, well, I can save God at home. I ain't going to give to that homeless guy because he look like he in better shape than I am. What, you a doctor? You know what his condition is? Well, you're the most shocked out of the bush. Hallelujah. You may be entertained, aware. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We may have to continue this on Sunday. Because, hallelujah, glory to God. You need to understand you can't have power faith if you, hallelujah, don't, hallelujah. Glory to God. Rejoice in the Lord. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Glory to God. Read one more scripture, and then we're going to let it go. Hallelujah.
John 4:24. Oh, that was the one. The last one.
Okay, read it. Okay. Let me jump into this. Look here. You are supposed to be a light. And some of you don't let your light go out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew 5. Hallelujah. I think that's 14 and 15. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You're supposed to be the light of the world. Come on now. And you let your light shine. You haven't talked to somebody about being reconciled with Christ in over a year. Come on now. And you call yourself a Christian. No, you ain't. Because, you know, Christ said, you are my disciples if you have love one for another. And if you love somebody, you see somebody getting ready to fall off a cliff, aren't you going to stop them?
Amen.
Or you going to let them jump? Come on now. You see somebody getting ready to jump off a bridge, you're going to let them jump?
No.
Go. You see somebody dying of thirst, you're not going to give them some water? Come on now.
Yes.
So don't call yourself a Christian if you can't be sensitive to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to continue this one, hallelujah, on Sunday, because you need to understand. You need to wake up. You're sleeping in Zion. Come on now. You know the truth. Hallelujah. Why don't you share it with somebody else? Let somebody else know there's a better way instead of going in some place. You got to order against somebody. If I was going to God, hallelujah, I have an eye and a tooth for you, and you go shoot up somebody. We got to stop this. You got to tell somebody Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. God loves them, and you love them too. You got to tell somebody because you might stop a mass shooting by calling somebody up and saying, hallelujah, I love you, and God loves you too. Come on now.
Yes.
Stop sitting around twiddling your thumbs. You're not an afterthought of God. You're not somebody that God just said, hallelujah, go ahead, take up some space. You got a job to do. You got something to do. Hallelujah. If you ain't on your J-O-B, don't expect blessings to come your way. God will rain on the just and unjust, but I'm going to tell you, he got so much more for you, baby. Hallelujah. He got so much more for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He want to bless your socks off your. Hallelujah. He walked in your shovel, your little bochetta. Oh, glory to God. He want to heal your body. He want to heal your family. He want to bring your family back together. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Stop spending the time gossiping. Spend the time bringing people to Christ. Spend the time calling someone up and saying, I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are the cut out of the bochetta. Pastor Peaches, I got to let it go. Hallelujah. Tune in on Sunday. You're going to hear the rest of this. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, mark the scripture we stopped on because you can pick up from there. Is that all right?
Yes.
God, go ahead now. Hallelujah. Oh, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, our Savior and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. If you want to want the seven pillars of wisdom, please drop a line. Please drop a note. Envelope with a self-addressed envelope on the inside to RYMM Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214, and we will get that back to you within a couple of days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peter, I need to say this. Hallelujah. There's somebody that wants to accept Christ right now. Here's what you do. Repeat after me. Father God,
hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, I ask you now to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that Jesus lived, died, and rose again, and now is seated on the right hand of the Father. And because I said it in my heart and I spoke it out of my mouth, I am saved.
Hallelujah.
And if you said that prayer with me, hallelujah, glory to God, you can drop us a line too, hallelujah, and let us know that you said that prayer with us, hallelujah, and we're going to send you a gift of the month, hallelujah. We got a gift we want to send out to you. God bless you real good. God, Pastor Peaches, turn it back to you again, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See you on Sunday, hallelujah. We bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can also give them, hallelujah, glory to God, the telephone number. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
410-444-5152. If you'd like to call us when the broadcast is over, we will touch and agree in prayer with you.
Hallelujah.
And if you'd like to send us just to let us know what you're standing for in prayer, we will pray along with you. We will pray with you. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've got too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo!
Hallelujah.
Put some hands together.
Ooh.
And act like you know what it is. Keep singing. Thank you.
Let's go past me, y'all. I see you.